Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Third down and six. Slaps the hand, stomps the foot, takes the snap. Four-man rush. He's pressured. He throws down the middle. Pass is picked off. Coming back up the field is Robert Alford. Alford 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he will walk into the end zone on it.
On a pick six from the GOAT. Yes, what other talk show in America opened its program today honoring the now retired Tom Brady by playing his pick six from that famous Super Bowl, Patriots versus Falcons? Welcome in, everybody, to Gwynn and Chris. We're the show that does that. It is Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby, who is happy to find that clip and open the program with it today. Gwynn and Chris show gets underway here for a Wednesday. We will be here for the next 4 hours talking about everything going on in the world of sports. And yes, indeed, guys, Tom Brady, for the second February 1st in a row, announces that he is retiring. It was exactly 1 year ago today that he announced he was retiring before changing his mind 40 days later and returning to play this past season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But Brady says this time it's for good. Tony, do you believe him?
I do. I do. Scraby rolls his eyes at me.
He's not. He's thinking there's some sort of conspiracy.
Yeah.
No conspiracy at all. No conspiracy at all.
I think. I don't know. I'm just reading his face. It seemed like it was. He had finally convinced himself that it was time. Now, I guess the countdown begins, right? T-minus 40 days from now.
I didn't even put together that it was a year to the day of him announcing his retirement last year.
Does that conjure up some other thoughts?
Yes, it does.
Sure, you know
what also conjures up some other thoughts is that this new great movie, 80 for Brady, is coming out in 2 days, guys.
Is that like his production company or something?
No, that's the movie.
I understand that, but it's just a movie about him. I mean, is he
connected?
Yeah,
it's made by Paramount Pictures. Like, he sold his likeness to it, and he produced it.
So he's already got paid about it. Oh, he produced it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so this is his movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's really, really strange how this happens.
Well, Brady won his 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots, of course, one with the Buccaneers. He retires as the greatest of all time.
The GOAT.
89,000-plus career passing yards, 649 touchdown passes. How many league MVPs did Tom Brady win in his illustrious career, would you say, off the top of your head?
Three.
Three?
Maybe one?
One. No, he won three. I thought you were going to say higher than that.
No.
He was a three-time league MVP.
No congratulations over here?
And very good,
no
Scraby.
Nice work, Scraby.
Thanks. Very good, Scraby. You got something right. Anyway, Fox Television Sports will now welcome in Tom Brady, if indeed he does stay with his retirement. He switches right over to a 10-year $375 million contract with Fox to become their lead analyst on the National Football League. I got to say, I thought there was a pretty good chance that he would come back next year. I wonder what spurred him to this final decision. I don't know. I guess we'll find out as the time goes on here. But his announcement was a little strange. Basically, he held up a phone and selfied his announcement sitting somewhere on a beach. Here's what it sounded like.
Hold on.
No, we tried to. We thought it was going to line up perfectly.
No, because I'm... It's because I have to accept my login on the app to get in, and so...
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the... I mean, maybe it's that particular part that convinces me that it's real. I mean,
This wasn't a staged press conference.
The backdrop...
This was Tom Brady walking alone on a beach going, now's the time.
Yeah, it seems like everything in the backdrop is like... sad. It's like a overcast in the back. It's super windy.
I feel like they should have that song, you know, that plays during those dog commercials in the background, like the really sad song Angel by Sarah McLachlan. I have it now.
All right, let's play it.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
All right, thank you, Tom. We're not as loved with you as you are with us, but we appreciate you making it clear that today is the day. Tom Brady, the GOAT. So who's the GOAT now in the National Football League? I mean... maybe there is no GOAT officially, but somebody's got to take the mantle as the greatest player in the National Football League. Does it fall to Patrick Mahomes? Does Aaron Rodgers get to hold it for a year or two before he passes it on to Patrick Mahomes? It seems like we have to always have one, but I think the word GOAT is overused. And
it is now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Brady, LeBron James, I mean, on and on it goes.
The greatest of all time is a... singular position.
Yeah, that's one person.
We got far too many goats.
Yeah, Jerry Rice is a goat. Tom Brady is a goat.
Right.
You know.
Now,
I mean,
if we're classifying it positions, fine. I can get on with that.
We'll give you that. But yeah, Tom Brady's he is one of a kind. Whether you liked him or hated him, I mean the guy had more success than any player in the history of the National Football League, and he has been named Super Bowl MVP 5 times in his career. And we were talking about this, you know, it depends on how you want to look at it, but he's one of the more fortunate players in NFL history. As they say, luck is the residue of design and preparation, or they say something like that. You know, he was the beneficiary of the Tuck Rule game. He was the beneficiary of the Marlon McCree fumble here in San Diego. He was the beneficiary of the Seahawks calling a stupid slant pattern on the 1 yard line instead of handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch,
which I have heard was a Russell Wilson call, by the way.
All right, here
thank you.
Go.
Here we go. He was the beneficiary of the Falcons collapsing, unlike any other team in the history of the sport. So you know he maybe won 3 more Super Bowls than he could have. He beat the Panthers on a last second field goal in the Super Bowl. He beat the Rams on a last second field goal in the Super Bowl. But he also was the guy that drove his team into position. And I don't think you can really take any of it away from him. I mean, he accomplished what he accomplished. You could almost make the argument on the other side that he could have won more. If Peyton Manning wasn't in the way to take a couple of those AFC titles away from him and the Eagles don't, you know, flash Philly special on the final play of the first half, maybe he's got 9 Super Bowl titles instead of 7.
Not only that, I mean, just think of the competition he had to go through. He was going through a Steelers team that was extremely good. He went through a Ravens team that had Ray Lewis on there a few times. I think they were 2-2 in the 4 matchups they had. You mentioned Peyton Manning had to overcome that. So he had some stiff competition, at least from the AFC standpoint.
Yeah,
that he was going through while he was getting it.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, the AFC was stacked at that time, and if you look at the Patriots, they never took the. Well, I wouldn't say never, but they didn't always take the easiest route.
No, that's right. That's right.
To the Super Bowl. Right. I know he won two AFC championship games in Pittsburgh. So they were the underdog, the road team, and he pulled off victories a couple of different times in Pittsburgh to get to the Super Bowl. Look, I mean, I don't really think it would be one if there was an argument, if we could sit here and say, well, Brady retired today, so now really, who's the greatest of all time? But there's really no discussion to be had.
No.
I mean, he's it. And, you know, I mean, I guess a little LeBron James in football, Jordan in basketball. I mean, LeBron James in football. LeBron James, Jordan in basketball. Baseball, does baseball, I mean, Willie Mays, who's the GOAT in baseball?
It's been distorted.
It has. I mean, there was a lot of support for Babe Ruth in the, you know, in the first half of the 20th century, but you know, you and I have talked about that a bunch of times. Babe did not play in an era where all the players were allowed to be participating.
Yeah.
Willie Mays does seem like he kind of carries the mantle as the he's certainly the greatest living player. But baseball doesn't have a defined GOAT like Gretzky in hockey.
It changed,
MJ,
right?
Brady.
I think the emergence of the new statistics have fogged it up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's not as easy to determine that right now.
If Barry Bonds wasn't caught up in all of that steroid thing,
I don't think there would be a question.
There wouldn't be much of a question,
no,
right?
You're right.
763 home runs, 762.
It's a lot.
It's funny how I can remember Babe Ruth hit 714 and Hank Aaron hit 755, but I can never remember how many Barry Bonds hit. Anyway, so that's the big news of the day. We will honor Brady a little bit further in our Rate the Radio call a little bit later in the program, but I thought it'd be fun to play the opening clip of that pick six. People forget that he threw a pick six in that Falcons game, which contributed to the deficit that he and the Patriots faced that day, which eventually grew to 28-3, before Brady rallied his team to an improbable Super Bowl victory, one of the seven titles that he won. I mean, think about that for a second. If Patrick Mahomes wins a second in a couple of weeks against Philadelphia, he elevates to being one of the great quarterbacks ever, and that's just with winning his second.
It was interesting because that was one of the conversation of who steps – you were talking about who steps into maybe not the greatest of all time, but who is next in line or has – or is at least on a path to equal what Tom Brady is, and the answer is Patrick Mahomes. If he's able to win one, right, another one at what 27, I think he is right now.
Yeah, I mean, is he that old?
I think so. I think he's. I know he's the oldest
he's
of the.
Yeah, he's oldest the old, of, he was the oldest of the quarterbacks that were left over at the end. Yeah, yeah. Mahomes has got a chance. I mean, he's got at least 15 years if he wants to play that long. You know, I think that's the question that you have to ask yourself is who's likely to come along and challenge Brady's seven Super Bowl championships?
I think we've already found that.
What, Mahomes?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
No, the other thing you have to think about is you're talking about Tom being fortunate and from the standpoint of the ball going, bouncing his way, so to speak. But also, he was fortunate enough to have a franchise that even when they didn't have skill positions, they always had a line that always kept his health outside of the year that he tore his knee up. In the following year, they put in the Brady rule to kind of eliminate those
not
type of things.
Anybody to tackle
to
him.
Tackle that low.
Yeah.
He had an organization that understood that allowed him to play that long because they protected him regardless of what the outside weapons looked like. He was always protected for the most part.
You know, coming at it from a Dolphins angle, you know, you would think that I really despise Tom Brady because he's caused me nothing but anguish my entire life as a Dolphins fan. But he's not a guy I don't think that you can hate unless you're Scraby.
No, I agree.
You know, I mean, he did everything the right way. He was an honest and reliable competitor. I don't ever
honest. I mean, yeah. We got Deflate Gate.
Take it back.
We got a lot of other stuff.
Well, he did look for an edge.
Just no doubt he looked for an edge.
I just want to make it clear that I do appreciate the greatness of
Tom
Brady.
I don't think you do.
No, I do. I do. And his video, I know I was joking a little bit earlier about him not really retiring, but it does sound like he is actually retiring because he had that. And I appreciate him saying, you only get one long essay retirement.
I knew you would like that part.
He is acknowledging that he has done this before. I know I joked before, but I do appreciate his message to us today.
All right. Well, Tom Brady announces his retirement at the age of 45. We'll kick that subject around as the program goes along today. Plenty of other things to discuss, including an Aztec loss last night in Reno to the Nevada Wolf Pack. We'll pick up the conversation on that here shortly. Also, Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post will join us today. We will talk about the goings-on in Denver surrounding, of course, the owner of the Colorado Rockies and the disparaging remarks that Richard Monfort made in the direction of the San Diego Padres. I'm looking forward to getting a Denver feel for that.
Can we talk football with him, too?
I haven't asked him yet.
Okay.
Well, see if we can talk a little football. They did hire Sean Payton as well, so there's a lot going on in Denver right now.
Don't be so angry about it, Chris.
It is angry.
Well, you should ask him.
He didn't say that.
I didn't say that at all. I said, well, then
that's what Scraby heard in his ear. No, isn't that something?
I didn't say that at all.
Okay,
replay the tape.
Okay, I will.
You want to get mad at me for stuff that I do, that's fine, but don't get mad at me for stuff that I don't do.
Fair enough.
Rate the radio call. As I mentioned, it'll be a little bit later on. Also, our regular segments, the Daily Gambit, Chris versus the Fans, the Big Five. It's all coming your way between now and 6 o'clock. Gwynn and Chris underway for a Wednesday afternoon on San Diego's numero uno sports talk radio station, 97.3 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2:22 on the clock. Chris Sello, myself, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Shout out to Nick Canepa. I ran into him today. Well, I didn't run into him. You know, when you go to the doctor, you have to wear a mask.
Okay.
So my wife and I had a doctor's appointment, our normal checkup we get this time of year.
How'd you do?
Great.
You passed
with flying
colors.
With flying colors.
Beautiful.
And I sat down in the waiting room, and I'm looking across, I was like, guy looks awfully like Nick Canepa.
That guy's a dead ringer for Nick Canepa.
And he's looking at me, I'm looking at him, but neither of us are willing to.
You're not sure.
We got masks
on
our face.
Mask
we don't
on.
Know.
Yeah.
And so I go back for my appointment, I come back out, Nick and Mrs. Cannibal have left, or at least they're with their appointment.
Right.
And my wife goes, hey, Nick, I was like, Nick Cannibal? He was like, yeah. He just came over and introduced himself and blah, blah, blah. He was upset that he didn't approach you. I was like, I thought that was him. I should have went and approached him. And then, you know, I'm sitting in the waiting room for my wife to get out. And his wife, Mrs. Cannibal, comes out, introduces herself. I never got a chance to actually say hello and acknowledge him that he was there. But
so you never saw Nick?
I never talked to Nick Cannibal.
But so you're shouting out to him now.
I'm shouting out to him. Say, Nick, I thought that was you, but I wasn't 100% sure.
I
got to
tell you something. There was a night in Las Vegas when I was there many years ago for the Mountain West Conference Tournament, and I ended up closing a bar down with Nick Cannibal. It was in my Diet Coke drinking days, Scrappy. So I was able to last all night.
I'm sure they loved you at the bar.
Not really.
Getting the free Diet Coke.
They've never liked me at a bar. They have never liked me at a bar.
Like, sir, are you actually going to order anything? Or are you just going to keep going to Diet Coke?
Keep ordering waters and Diet
Coke. You want to fill that up, please, for me? Thank you very much. But I counted among my favorite nights ever, just sitting there listening to Nick Cannibal tell old stories.
Yeah, he's a legend.
It was just classic. And Nick Cannibal was the guy who got me reinterested in a hamburger that's on a sourdough bun. It's not in a burger.
Scrappy.
I've never heard of it. A melt?
Yeah, a patty melt.
Oh, patty melt. Okay. Okay.
Patty melt.
Of course, the fat guy in the show knows.
Yeah, you knew that. Thank you, Scrappy, for saving me.
I was lost. I was like, sourdough bread, burger.
The same hotel, and Nick Cannibal came up to the front of the line and ordered a patty melt. And I'm saying, a patty melt? Who gets a patty melt anymore? And he goes, oh, they're delicious. They are delicious. And you know what? He reintroduced it to me, and now nothing but patty melts whenever I can get one.
You would love Steak and Shake then.
Steak and Shake has patty melts.
Yeah. They don't have any Steak and Shakes It's a Midwest thing.
Is it in Arizona?
There's one in Arizona.
Oh, Chris, you need to go to Steak and Shake.
Let me tell you, man. That part of you know, as a an old school foodie, one of the best parts about playing Major League Baseball is all the different regions. Steak and Shake. Culver's is another one.
Oh, Culver's.
They got the
Isn't that the butter ball burger?
Yeah, man. All right, we're getting off subject here. Mm. Unfortunately, we're talking.
You know what? Let's stay off subject. It sounds pretty good. I could use a patty melt about now.
They have these this bomb, like, Butterfinger frosty shake thing that they have there. Man.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think this is the perfect time for.
Indeed it is. All right.
Give me some of that meat.
Give me some meat. Pickles?
There it is.
I'm an original Fruit Loops guy.
Apparently, Tony has talked a lot about food, right?
Look, if we didn't host a sports talk show, the only other show we could host would be one about food. It's about the only other thing we know enough about.
What about the it's like heaven and a piece of meat? Do we still got that one?
It's heaven in a piece of meat.
There it is.
And we met him. We met him. He was very proud of his contribution to the show.
I'm proud of it, too.
We've kept that clip for like 3 or 4 years now.
That's one of the originals. All right. Back to sports biz. Not on the positive side last night for the Aztecs. They go up to Reno, who was 10-0 at home. They continued that undefeated streak. The Aztecs lose their first road game in the division. And so, in the conference. And it was a tough loss. The game was tight. It seemed to kind of get away there at the end.
They were up by one with about 4 minutes to go. So it wasn't like they got blown out. It slipped away there. You know, Nevada hit a couple of hoops and they missed a couple of hoops. And next thing you knew, it was over.
Yeah, you know, Jared Lucas was a problem for
that guy. Can play.
It's normal. I mean, he has a great 3-point stroke, but it wasn't the 3-pointers that was killing. It was getting in the lane, spinning, and like knocking down mid-range jumpers. And
Lucas didn't seem like he
missed anything.
He's a weapon. Shot 9 out of 14. Hit 7 of 8 free throws.
Was that Baker?
Baker had a nice game in the middle. 19 points and 9 rebounds. Mensa usually has a much better effect, you know, guarding these guys. It wasn't Mensa's best defensive game. I don't know that Mensa was in there enough. He had only played 20 minutes. But Baker, usually you don't see other team seven-footers dominate the Aztecs because Mensa can take them out.
He got what he wanted.
And, you know, so give Nevada credit. They played a good game last night. Obviously, the Aztecs, you know, the thing that's been concerning me all year long, Tony, has been the inability to get the kind of string together the kind of stops that they used to. And Nevada shot 65% from the field in the second half and scored 47 points. We're just not used to that happening to the Aztecs. And, you know, they've got about a month or so to try and, you know, turn that defense back up to, you know, as close as they can to what we're used to for San Diego State. Now, having said that, they're still in a really good position. And,
yeah.
And I wanted to talk myself off the ledge because after the game last night, I'm like, oh, man.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I'm like, maybe this team just really isn't as good as everybody says it is. Here's the thing. They don't have to be great right now on February 1st.
We keep saying that, yeah.
We keep saying it. When they have to be great is about March 14th when the NCAA tournament starts. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they're still going to get in, right? They're still in first place. They got Boise State, who they're tied for first place with, coming here on Friday night. So they'll have an immediate chance at kind of overturning this loss and going back into control of the conference. So, you know, that's a big game Friday night. But what has happened to the Aztecs in the last 10 years? They've been great in January. They've been greater in February. They've laid an egg in March.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's been like 6 or 7 years since they've won an NCAA tournament game. I just have a sneaky suspicion that maybe this will be the opposite. They'll struggle a little bit more than we're used to now. But, you know, hopefully they'll hit their stride right at the right time because I think this team is still capable of playing great defense. Maybe it was just Nevada's great offense.
I watched the second half of last night's game, and I would say that Nevada hit a bunch of tough shots.
Yeah.
A bunch of tough shots. And it wasn't Mensa's one of his better defensive games. But you got to give Baker some credit, too. I mean, he hit some tough shots. I think the one thing that the Aztecs did as that game went was they couldn't play D without fouling. They sent Reno to the line 15 times, or they shot 15 free throws in that second half. They only missed one of them.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're putting guys on the line and on top of that, they're already hitting tough shots.
It's hard to get stops.
On the road, that's tough because prior to you getting into the bonus, you're playing defense. You're playing especially as hard as you see the Aztecs play. You foul. Now you're playing defense a little bit longer. And all of a sudden, you know, you're fouled enough to where you're putting them on the line, and they're not helping your cause by missing any. They missed one free throw in the second half. So yeah. That place has proven to be tough all season long. That's why they're undefeated there. So yeah. I will venture to say, at least in last night's game, Nevada hit some tough shots.
Better offense beat good defense.
Yeah, I think
here's the other thing that lost the Aztecs the game. Eric Curry was one of the referees last night.
I thought I saw him out there.
Oh, yeah, he was out there. And you know what's interesting? The Aztecs lost three tough conference games last year on the road. Eric Curry reffed every single one of them. They've only lost one this year on the road, and Eric Curry reffed that one, too. I hate to make a...
Is Eric Curry who his Foster is to Chris Paul in his career?
He's kryptonite to the Aztecs. I don't know what it is about this guy. I did watch him pretty closely last night. Don't really think he made any bad calls.
Nope.
But just his presence, you know, got me in a bad frame of mind for
that
game
last
night. Yeah, and the Aztecs couldn't overcome it. And then, you know, the Nevada fans, I mean, I don't know. You live in Reno, so, you know, I'll give you your moment of joy to storm the court.
Hey, Reno's the biggest little city in the world.
I know what it is. I've been there many times.
I know what
it is.
And
I'm going there again next week. It's nothing special.
I like Reno.
But for those fans to be yelling F San Diego in the late in the second half,
I didn't
hear
that.
It was completely uncalled for. You read Mark Ziegler's story today. Before they stormed the court, the last 3-4 minutes in the game, that was the chant in Reno. And, you know, I'm sorry. Try to have a little bit of class. I'm gonna file that away for further notice. I've never been an Alford fan. I'm not going to say he was leading those cheers. It's not necessarily blaming him, but the culture in Nevada was a little weak. So I got to throw that out there to you You know, if there's any Nevada Reno fans, come on now.
That lack class.
You can do a little better than that. All right.
Huh, so, I missed that part.
Yeah.
Definitely missed that
part. Before they stormed the court and ran over the media in the front row, Ziegler tweeted out a picture of him getting trampled basically last night by some of the fans who were piling over the press table to get out on the floor and celebrate that victory last night. It was a tough night for
somebody
my man Ziegler.
Somebody should have caught a forearm shiver my as man, they went over.
My man Ziegler had a tougher evening than usual. Mm. So, as did the Aztecs.
All right. Can you ever really get enough of 97.3 The Fan? Catch up on anything you missed with Ben and Woods, John Quintero Show, and, of course, Gwen and Chris Podcast right now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's step away, take a break. When we come back, Patrick Saunders, Denver Post. We're talking Dick Monfort. Yes, that guy again. And we're talking some Denver Broncos when we return.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is the time. Chris Huddle, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all together in our Odyssey Palace studios on a lovely Wednesday afternoon. Was anybody shuddered awake last night by the sound of something similar to a sonic boom? Did you not hear any? You're in Poway. You're in Carlsbad. So you guys probably didn't hear this, but evidently the military was doing some exercises in right by our house, which is close to this radio station. And first of all, there were helicopters buzzing overhead. So that was
unnerving. That would be kind of scary.
That was unnerving. And it was followed by three or four of the loudest bomb sounds I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It happened about 10 o'clock last night.
I saw all the news stories of this, and like, I saw a bunch of planes yesterday driving into work doing a lot of formation work.
Yeah.
And I love it. I wish it's just like it's a free air show every time I drive to work. It's the most amazing thing ever.
Okay. But the loud noise is not something that anybody could love.
It was training.
Training? What were they doing?
They were setting off ordnance and doing like some of their, I don't know the official names
of
the training.
Fantastic. How about a little heads up?
They did. They did do that.
You know,
where did the heads up go?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Into the Universe.
I'm glad I didn't hear it. That'd be kind of scary. Wake up with helicopters.
It was a little frightening, yeah. I must tell
you. I'll get some quotes because they are some frightening quotes.
All right. Thank you. speaking of frightening, Dick Monfort, the owner of the Colorado Rockies, had some things to say about the direction of the Padres and other smaller market teams that like to spend some money. To that end, joining us from Denver is Patrick Saunders, Denver Post sports writer on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Patrick, how you doing today? Nice to talk with you.
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you joining us. All right, let me just cut right to it. We obviously are not fans of anything that Dick Monfort had to say about the Padres. How was that received in Colorado in general from Rockies fans?
Well, I think it was overshadowed, guys, by his initial comments at this event last Saturday, where he essentially said the Rockies, who we know have been in a slump here for a number of years, had a chance to be a 500 ball club. That went over like a lead balloon. So that was the number one thing most Rockies fans, as far as I could tell, were concerned about. The comments he made about the Padres were secondary, but there were some people who were like a little perplexed by that as well. So first and foremost, people are tired of the Rockies losing. Second, they want Monfort to spend like the Padres. I don't think he's ever going to. So that's where it stands right now.
Patrick, that's where I want to go in terms of this conversation. The Rockies have kind of been stuck in this area of not being very good. Talking to folks around the organization, it seems like there's not really a direction in which they want to go. Has there been any clarity in that in terms of, you know, if he's not going to spend Padre level, I understand it. Not all the teams are going to be able to do that. But is there a plan to get this team back into contention again?
I think that's the frustration with the fans and, frankly, with those of us who cover the team. I think right now this franchise is lacking a direction. Mm. Their GM, Bill Schmidt, who was their longtime director of scouting, and then he took over for Jeff Bridge a couple years ago, he likes to refer to the Rockies as draft and develop. Well, until recently, their drafts weren't all that good, at least not since they've fallen out of the playoff picture. So draft and develop, yet it's curious because then they go out and give Chris Bryant last year the biggest free agent contract in team history. And so people are saying, well, you said draft and develop, and yet you throw all this money at one guy, Chris Bryant, who ends up only playing 42 games because he's injured. And I think that's the biggest question mark. I think that's why people get angry with the team here, because they look at the Padres and they say, yes, the Padres ownership has a lot of money. They have deep pockets. But the Padres, from what I understand, their TV contract is less lucrative than the Rockies. The Padres are drawing well now, but for years they didn't draw as well as the Rockies did. Yet the Padres are all in.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going for it. And the fans want the Rockies, for once, to be all in. And they look at the team in 2017 and 18 that was a playoff team and looked like it was on the verge of maybe being, you know, a legitimate contender. And then they just let it disintegrate. And that's, and I tell people this all the time, that's the reason Nolan Arenado wanted out.
Yeah.
The reason Trevor Story left. Because they didn't see ownership in the front office being aggressive enough or bold enough to be competitive. And you're right, the Rockies lack an identity and a direction right now.
Dick Monfort also seems to lack a real feel for the situation, Patrick. Patrick Saunders is with us from the Denver Post, talking about the comments made by the ownership there in Colorado. I mean, he says something like, they've got three, maybe four starting pitchers, and then they're sort of like us. Does anybody in Denver believe that comment either?
No. That was a little bit of a head scratcher. And let me just, for your listeners, let me put it into context. Dick Monfort does not talk to the media very often. Hmm. And as a person, I like Dick Monfort. He treats me well. We get along okay. But he was at an event, a baseball fundraising breakfast up in a town north of Denver called Greeley, where he was born and raised. And he made the initial comments about 500 baseball to the audience. And then he sat down with a few reporters, and he gave us almost an hour of his time. And he was asked by another reporter, it wasn't me, he was asked by another reporter, do you feel the pressure from what the Padres are doing in the NLS, spending all this money, et cetera? And that's where he said, well, I don't 100% agree with what the Padres are doing. And then what you mentioned, he said they have three, maybe four starting pitchers then sort of like us. I think what he was trying to say is the Padres lack depth like the Rockies lack depth. Well, but you got to say, at least the Padres have Musgrave and Snell and Darvish right. and some prospects up there. Guys, the Rockies are looking to find anybody outside of their top two who both are coming off down seasons. So it's kind of nonsensical, to tell you the truth.
Patrick Saunders joins us here, Denver Post, on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And, Patrick, I want to shift gears. Obviously, the other big news out that way is Sean Payton becoming the head coach for the Denver Broncos. First, was this the first choice of the organization for this opening that they had at the head coaching position?
You know what? That's a muddled picture right now, and I think it depends on who you talk to. I think we'll find out more when they make the official announcement with Payton. You know, some people say that Payton was the guy all along because the Broncos management and ownership believes that the Payton can fix quarterback Russell Wilson. Others were saying they thought the D coordinator from the Niners, who ended up going to the Texans, was the best fit overall. It is kind of messy. Broncos Nation, I can tell you, and as you guys probably know, you've been through Colorado enough. I mean, Broncos Nation is everything here.
Yeah.
Right? It's everything. The Rockies are so far down on the totem pole, you can hardly see them compared to the Broncos. But I think there's some concerns with Payton from some hardcore fans who think that, he was good, but he wasn't as good as he should have been given the talent down in New Orleans. And if that's true or not, I don't know. But I would say right now, Broncos Nation's kind of jaded. And a lot of it is now, you know, show me what you got time. Because when Russell Wilson wrote in and said, let's ride last year, and they had a new coach, everybody was all excited, and then it just went to the crapper, if I can say that on radio. And so people are pretty skeptical right now.
Patrick, you talked about the Broncos. And what is their new ownership like there? I mean, ever since Bolin passed on and, you know, this whole franchise has made the changeover, it hasn't been the same Denver Broncos that we're used to. Is this ownership finding its way, and what do the fans feel about that ownership in Denver with the Broncos?
Well, I think, it has connections, of course, to the Walmart fortune. So there's deep pockets there, and everybody loves that. What they're waiting to see is how involved and how committed and how passionate this ownership is going to be compared to the way Pat Bowlen was. Because when Pat was alive, and I used to cover the Broncos back in the day when Elway was winning Super Bowls, et cetera, Pat Bowlen was hands-on behind the scenes, if that makes sense. And he had so much respect from people in the building and the players and the staff because they knew he would do anything to make this team a winner. And it wasn't about red tape and bureaucracy. These players felt like if they had a legitimate concern that Pat Bowlen genuinely cared about them. And Broncos from that era, they have a number of Hall of Famers, and every single one of them would go out of their way to praise Pat Bowlen because he was so instrumental. So now it feels more corporate than Pat Bowlen was like. Now, does that change? I don't know. This new ownership has been kind of in the background. Pat Bowlen was not in the background guy. He let his coaches do his thing. But he was a very involved owner, and I think it remains to be seen if this new ownership group is going to be like Pat Bowlen, or is it going to, I mean, we don't want him to be Jerry Jones, of course, but right, well, at least I wouldn't think, but or is it going to be just total money background corporate stuff? I think that remains to be seen.
Patrick Saunders from the Denver Post, we appreciate the time. Just on our way out, just please remind Mr. Monfort that the Rockies do open their season in San Diego this year. So
that's right.
The Padres will get the first crack at them. And I don't know if it's bulletin board material to the Padres, but it seems like it's a little bulletin board material to us here in San Diego.
Well, and can I add one more quick thing?
Sure.
And this is my own personal opinion, and it's not a reflection necessarily on Dick Monfort, but I think Dick may have missed the boat because on this a little bit, because what he didn't say, for my money, last year, but particularly going forward, you'd be hard-pressed to find a more entertaining ball club than the San Diego Padres.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I mean, to watch on a daily basis, to watch that lineup and the speed and the power and everything they've got going for them and the way the fans have reacted to Petco the last couple of years, man, it doesn't get much better than that. And I got to be bluntly honest. I've covered the Rockies for a long time, and last season was probably the most boring season I've ever covered of this team. So there's a wide gulf between the talent of the two franchises right now and also the entertainment value of the two teams.
Yeah. Well, the owner thinks that their Rockies are sort of like the Padres. So, Patrick, take that for what it's worth. Have
Thank
a good
you, Patrick.
Season.
Okay,
say
guys.
Hi to our buddy Bud Black, too, because we still love him.
Everybody loves Bud Black, and I mean that sincerely. He is the best.
He is terrific. Thanks so much, Patrick. Appreciate the time.
Okay, guys.
All right, Thanks. There he goes. Patrick Saunders from the Denver Post. Joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, save money the right way with the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You know what's interesting? The irony to this whole situation that Dick Monfort has created is if he took the same template in Denver with the passionate base that they have, the results would be...
They'd go crazy.
Dude, they were going crazy. I've played in that stadium when they had Tulo and Helton. I mean, and those guys are terrific players. They've never put together a roster like the Padres had. And that place was one of the loudest places you'll ever play in Major League Baseball when you put something in front of them that they enjoy to watch.
Yeah, no, it's a great sports fan in Denver, that's for sure.
No doubt.
Denver is a sports fan. In general, we can dislike a lot of things about the Rocky Mountains, but I sometimes wish our sports fan base in as a whole was equal to that of Denver, because they support their teams like
all
nobody else there.
Avalanche, Nuggets.
Yeah.
I mean, across the spectrum.
Yeah, they do. So a Denver sports fan is a great sports fan, but right now they don't have a whole lot to cheer about when it comes to their Major League Baseball team. Good to talk with Patrick Saunders. That's interesting that, you know, I mean, he at least was able to give us a little, put this all in perspective. Rather than the TMZ part of what, you know, Dick Monfort said and what everybody's responding to. But when he puts it in perspective, it still kind of ticks me off.
It only crystallizes it a little bit, right?
It still ticks me off.
The funny part, the thing that stood out to me was when he said, you know, Dick doesn't talk to the media. Well, it's pretty clear why he doesn't talk to the media as much.
If I was his press agent, I wouldn't let him talk to the media either.
If I'm not mistaken, the last time we heard from him, he had the comments about, I think it was Arenado's situation and wanting to not spend all that kind of money.
Yeah.
Just seems like every time he talks, it doesn't end well for him.
Yeah. I don't want to win. That is going to go on the ledger of Dick Monfort there in Colorado. All right. Speaking of winning... Daily Gambit's coming up to kick off the 3 o'clock hour. Stick around. More Gwynn and Chris on the way.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.